Hello, it's Sean.
Hey, Sean, Matt here.
Matt? Yeah, sorry, I was trying to get off the other line. Another call. And good Lord, that was another marketing company like you.
Okay.
And I said, I'm always interested, but I spend a lot of money every day. You know how all this stuff works. And I get more calls from people trying to get me leads, but nothing is viable. Nothing. I get by 9 o'clock in the morning, my Pacific time, I've already spent, $400. And it's like, I got to send guys out to go measure. We got to do this and that. So I'm bitching. I'm bending here a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But you know, I wanted to hear from you because you sound like you're like, I got one guy, and you said it multiple times. I got one guy that spends $40,000 a month. So I am literally looking for somebody who can actually do what they say,
deliver. And
it delivered, please. I mean, but, and I get your contract. I actually kind of like that because I understand how you make money. I get it.
Okay.
But I am really sick and tired of all these companies that are just like, oh yeah, pay-per-view. And then when I make a call, I'm like, hey, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then nobody responds. And then I get crickets, and I am just like, okay, well, I can spend this much money with you or somebody else. So I unfortunately have to cancel, and you're in sales, So sorry, your turn. My apologies.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a lot of guys, Sean, don't get in my camp. You know what I mean? And then they scrangle, like, with different lead companies out there and, Angie's and Yelp and, and it's Thumbtacks and, Google works. You just got to have the right team to get you dialed in on Google, right?
That's the first thing.
Second thing is, what I like about the paper lead on the Google side is you get to sit there and talk to these people first before you pay for them, right? And that's cool. And if you don't like it, then you can reject the lead.
Well, I've had multiple companies that we approve the lead before it goes to you. And then I call him back. I'm like, who spoke to this person? Like, how's that? Nobody. And then when I talk to the customer and it's recorded online, which I'm perfectly fine with, I'm sorry. It's a completely different name. That's not us, but we're local. And then who did you talk to? And they tell me, oh no, we got a text. And they said, okay, we're interested. And most people, some of the customers, they already have a new roof. They already have solar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can you verify this lead? And then there's nobody at the other end of the line. They're like, it's just not. Yeah, we're not going to credit you back $200 for that lead. It's like, are you kidding me? Okay. All right. Well, cancel my service. We're done. So those are some of the issues.
Yeah, I mean, Google doesn't have a pay-per-lead for solar, but they do for roofing. So that I can definitely, make sure that I can get you. And let's take a look here because I want to see something.
Yeah, so right now.
I went
now,
over the pricing with you on all that, right?
It was like $200 or $300 per month, three month contract, and then $39 per lead.
Let's see.
Which I think that's all reasonable.
And Sparks, Nevada. Let's take a look here. Yep, 36. And you have a C15, right?
Yes.
License?
And in general, and in roofing.
Okay.
And a manufactured home license and a certified electrician license as well.
Yeah, because you're moving out of the electrical side, and you're going to go to new roof and solar is what the name of the company is going to be, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not trying to be upset with you or anything like that. I'm not trying to be too aggressive or anything. It's just, good Lord, I've had multiple calls. Like, come on, guys. And I was actually looking forward to our call.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad you're looking forward to it. Me too. You know, because the thing is, I know what you've been through, Sean, and I know that you've had a lot of, like, disappointment.
That's
common, unfortunately, with a lot of marketing companies. I think the main reason why I've stayed with my company for so long is the fact that I've seen it deliver. You know, we have 19,000 clients that bill with us every month, so there's a reason why, you know, people are staying with us. And it's just
everybody says that. It's like, okay, well, cool, I'll spend a whole bunch of money with you, but I need something. I need something that's verifiable. I get calls with people like, what does it cost to fix a shingle? You know, and I just spent $120 for that call. And then they go, I'll call you back. You know, there's too much fodder.
Yeah. So here's the thing on when it becomes a billable call. So the cool thing is when I get you approved for those paper lead calls, because like I said, it does take time to get you set up for those paper lead calls, right? Google's got to do a background check on you. We got to look at all your paperwork.
And like I told you, we're completely changing. So my website company, they're going, we're going to have to re-verify again because of the name change. And then, I stopped on all reviews and all that stuff because I don't know if it's transferable.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember I told you it was like a 50-50 on the,
you were the only person that's told me that so far.
Yeah. 50-50. And the reason why I say that is because I've seen it go both ways. Right? It's a brand new name. It's not like you're changing in a different type of business model. You're going from electrical to roofing and solar. So I don't know if
The problem is people don't understand. Like, so when you do solar, you got to have an electrician on set, right? But you also got to have a roofer. And then when we do solar, sometimes we have to re-roof. So there's multiple trades, but at the end of the day, I can just throw, okay, well, we're a general contractor. We'll build your house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, totally. It's kind of frustrating because people look at roofing is one and then solar is another. Most of solar is roofing. And people don't understand that.
It is.
So you've got an electrician on the ground, but it's literally roofing, and people don't get it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, most people, when they're thinking of solar, they think
electricity.
Like electrical.
But they don't realize it goes on the roof.
And these racks. It needs all that.
It's roofing. You have guys on the roof more than you do anything else. I mean, you're a roofer. Most of my employees that I've had over the years are roofers. So those guys are on the roof. The electricians are on the ground.
Totally.
Telling them what to do. So I think that's a misconception.
Because people
don't correlate electrical and roofing in the same
sentence,
the same box concept. Yeah.
Totally. And it's because people, like you said, when they're thinking of solar, they're thinking of how much am I going to save on my power bill every month, right? They're just looking at the, you know.
It's going to go. Your power bill is going to be zero, but here, I mean, it's $18.50 a month. That's your connection fee. You got to pay, you got to give them something. But it's a question of how much you give back, and how much do you consume. So
exactly. Yeah, because all it is in an exchange, you know. Some people are getting the I've been hearing about the solar business a lot. Some people are doing the
it's
like the,
dying.
5-year, 10-year batteries, you know, that'll last. You know, some will go, I think some of the batteries will now go 15 years now, but, you know, battery backup, but it's so expensive, you know, it's just crazy amount of money.
We install them every week. And
yeah.
When I have a customer that I sign, I actually push them away from batteries because it just doesn't, the cost doesn't, it
makes
doesn't
sense.
Make sense.
Yeah.
You know, but
there's got to be a break-even point, you know?
Well, you got to know your customer that you're talking to. So, I mean,
yeah.
Are you going to sell solar to a 7-year-old man, that 7-year-old couple, mm-hmm. you know, 80-year-old couple? They're never going to make their money back. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And most of them finance the solar too, right? So, you know, they got to pay. Now they're making a payment towards the solar system versus
that's
you
where
know,
the finance companies made so much money in the last decade over because of solar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I will not offer the financing anymore because it doesn't make sense for the customer.
Yeah, it's just like they're exchanging one payment for another payment.
Exactly, and you're giving a shit ton of money to the finance, which I have to be approved, and they'll even tell me, oh, well, you got to do this. You got to have these main sales. It's like, what? Who is for the customer?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be me, the contractor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they ask me, what's the best way to move forward? And then I am honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super simple. I wouldn't, if it was, I don't have it on my house. I have solar on my house,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have batteries. Now, if you want to be off grid, but that changes warranties and all that. So it's a, you know, your industry, I know mine, but it's just, I don't like the crap.
mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of math to it, looks like, to the solar, like, you know, figuring out how many panels and how, like, and to match up
pretty,
how much they're using and, you know.
It's pretty,
like, you know,
pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. With the programs we use, I mean, you can jot it down on a piece of paper. I mean, if you told me how much your power bill is, I can give you an estimate on what it is to offset. Within minutes, you know.
Yeah, but it's like they need the panels on the south side, right? Of the, like, you know, where the sun is. So,
correct.
Like, you know, so that also takes into factoring and, like,
Do you have solar?
What? No, I don't have solar. I just know a lot about it. My dad's had, like, my parents, I should say, they've had, like, two different solar systems in their lifetime. But I just, like,
What was their opinion?
Oh, I mean, they had a pool. They had too much going on. So they, I remember when they did their system.
Not too much. They had what they wanted.
What's that?
And they had what they wanted. So that's the whole point with solar.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on what you want to. If you got a pool, you got EV charger, you know, vehicles and all that stuff. Now we can offset that. You know, but it costs money, and then you got people with the green thumb, like I told you about before. You know, they just want to stick it to the man. You know, which I totally get, but
yeah,
it's
but they're still not sticking it. Like in some of the power companies now, they're not doing a fair 1-to-1 exchange, right? So they're what you use versus what you get back to the grid.
They change and conform because they have to make money too.
I think it was in net billing, net metering or whatever. Like, it's just the way they handle it. You know, I'm hearing a lot about the exchange, you know, and the power companies can just do that. I mean, imagine spending all that money on solar and then all of a sudden, you know.
That gets
down to
the legislator.
Yeah.
Because it depends on the state and where you're at.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then the feds wiped out that 30% tax credit. So
yeah,
that destroyed
credit.
It. Nevada, yeah. Where I'm at, for example, completely, they've been changing laws year after year to fight it. And because you got big ass corporations that come in, I mean, massive solar companies, they made their money. Money makes money. You know that.
Totally.
And then it's like, okay, everybody's got to change and conform.
Yeah. I remember there was a big, I forget the name of the panel. Was it, I think it's Q-Cell or something like that, right? Was it Q-Cell?
Q-Cell,
I remember they built a huge factory
anymore.
In the U.S. On their panels or whatnot.
Q-Cell has been around. They were the biggest. Everything we installed a few years ago was Q-Cell. They didn't change it. And then everybody gets cheaper. Then they go to SEGs. They go to, you know, freaking all these wild towns that we don't even know about. So I call my suppliers, like, what can you get now? Well, we can't get Q-Cells. We cannot get this panel. We cannot get this panel. And it just, it's like, okay, so what can we get? You know, but... And here where I'm at, it's a tough market. It always has been.
Wow. So. Is it just the supply and demand? Like, is it just not enough supply? Is that what's going on with the
So
panels?
all the, because I operate as a subcontractor to a lot of larger companies. Some of those companies have gone under. Two-thirds of the companies, the solar companies we have here locally, have all gone under.
Wow.
And it's just a dying market because the problem is, in my opinion, that it was just so overbuilt and so overcharged, and then once that new bill came in, it wiped out that tax credit. That destroyed solar. Because you got this green energy that just, it works. It works. But you can't have, there's too many hands in the pot.
Yeah. Yeah, and it totally.
The people who have the most money gain the most. The people who have
Totally.
Like
and
me,
I
lose.
The thing about solar, though, is like, you know, it was really hot for like a while. Right. And like you said, when people were financing and then they had all these different panels, like you said, and now it's like being able to get the right panels now.
And for
I remember, I know somebody that was selling solar and he was telling me that the Panasonics had like the best, like shelf life, I guess. I guess some panels will last longer. Than others, like I don't know what they call it, but like
it's like a car.
Yeah,
it's like a Chevy versus Ford. You know, I mean, where are you at? I mean, snow loads, things like that. I mean, there's every manufacturer and everybody was trying to make money.
Okay.
And then, but the problem was, is everybody kept selling and all these solar companies started popping up. And they weren't tradesmen. They were salesmen, not tradesmen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so you got all this crap. And then everybody makes their money. The guys at the top, they make their money. And then, okay, whatever. It all just gets crumbled. The states start changing laws, especially Nevada, because I got everybody from California coming here. So I can go for hours if you want.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy about it too, you're right, is when one of those solar companies does go bust and like people paid all this money and they're not able to
There's
complete
no
the
warranty.
Job or the warranty.
I get a call
a
day.
That's where the consumer really gets, you know. That's when the consumer really gets screwed out of the whole thing.
In California, and I shut it down.
Hmm.
Like, we're only here locally. We're not big, like I told you. I mean, I tried to get bigger, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And but we still honor our warranties for California.
Yeah.
So that tells you a little bit about me.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you have to have integrity, I mean, in this life, you know. It's like a lot of people.
I'm a tradesman.
Yeah. A lot of people, though, don't operate that way, you know. They're just trying to, like you said, make a buck and get in, get out. And honestly, when you do give a good service or a good product, you know, and you do stand behind your warranty, then you're ultimately going to not only get more customers that way, but, you know,
people
you're just going to have a good business
because
model.
Because you're selling a service that people trust.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that I wish marketing was that way, you know.
I remember, you know, I had
my own company a long time ago, and I had to buy leads and whatnot. And, I mean, I went to so many different marketing guys out there, and a lot of them, like you said, like, they talk a good talk, but, you know, they don't walk the walk.
I fired every sales rep I had that worked for us because they were trying to sell stuff that just wasn't true.
Mm.
And because they didn't know enough. I didn't spend enough time explaining to them this exactly, because they all said they were jefes. You know, they know exactly what they're, okay, all right, go get some jobs, but you can't charge that much, you know. And that's, I have a moral compass. Sorry.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you have to. You have to.
If I'm going
to
stay in business,
I mean, you
got to
live with yourself, too. I mean, everyone's got a conscience deep down inside. And, you know, if you're not having no conscience, then what are you doing?
I could be way bigger than I am now. I chose not to be. I'd rather stick with my guys and stick with locally and what we know. I mean, I was in two states, and I said, no, this is not going, you know. It could have been me managing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hired the wrong people for the wrong job.
Mm-hmm.
But I corrected that. So
there you go.
That's where we're at.
Well, the good news is, you know, like I said, I have three ways that I grow your business. The first way is my basic package, like I said, we get you on Google, we get you ranking organically on the map section for the keywords that relate to your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that package, we spend $100 in those Facebook retargeting ads. Then eventually we can get you participating in those paper leads that we talked about, the leads that you said, you know, for the cost, right? And those leads, you know, when you want them, they're $36 a piece.
Yeah, which is cheaper than everybody else.
I mean, that's great. I mean, that's fantastic. The only time you get charged on those too is when you get pricing over the phone and you agree to meet that person. So if you don't like the lead, you don't get pricing over the phone and you don't agree to meet that person, and you don't get charged for that lead.
Well, so one of my biggest issues is because all the other companies I work with, I call them up, nobody answers the phone, I get ghosted, I respond via email and all that. So you go, this lead is, and I'm sorry to be frank, but this lead is bullshit. Uh-huh. And then some of them, I would say half of the ones that I return get credited back. Uh-huh. But I have to spend more time explaining and calling everybody, like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you know, you get, anybody can look you up at any time and then call. So I'm paying for every call that I talk to. The only way I make money is we're on a roof or doing solar or home permits and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we have to work to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
The issue, my biggest pet peeve, honestly, is no communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nobody to talk to. So, and then you're different because you actually have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got a 3-month contract?
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, you give us 3 months and then it goes to a month. So, I mean, you know, the reason why we even do 3 months is because, Sean, we want people to be, you know, dedicated and committed to this.
Yeah, which I'm perfectly fine with that. It's just I need the same dedication back.
Yeah. Which we do.
You know, when everything, if it's all recorded, then all you gotta do is listen to the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where I get so frustrated. I'm like, seriously?
So my basic package at $299 a month, right? You don't have to, worry about those leads because it's just a flat rate. So it gets the good and the bad, you know, with it, right? But the paper leads, the only time you get charges on that is if you get pricing on the phone or you agree to meet them. And it's like monitored with an AI
and
bot,
that,
you know,
and
it's like,
that's fine.
Crazy.
So
you know,
my biggest issue is when I get calls from all this, they call and they're like, oh, is this top notch roofing? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You were online. It got directed to me. It works uh-huh. like Angelique's, like everybody works the same. It's not
uh-huh.
our name. And that's
uh-huh.
what is really frustrating to the customers. That's what I'm finding is the biggest problem.
Uh-huh.
Is customers are unhappy because they don't know who they're contacting.
Yeah. Well, they're going to know it's you because, like, once your website's there, your Google Business profile's there, and your 5-star reviews, that's what we're boosting. We're boosting you. Right.
Okay.
So it's all part of the grand of thing, you know.
Yeah.
You
so if I get a lead
website,
from
right?
you and
paying
I'm like the customer.
Business.
So for example, if I get a call from a customer and they're like, well, it said it was a Great Basin. I'm like, no, we're not Great Basin. Sorry.
Yeah.
Who do I talk to about that?
They're going to know it's you. They're calling
okay.
you directly. There, yeah. There's none of that, like, shenanigans going on. It's straightforward.
Okay.
They're going to know
that,
it's you.
That's what I'm looking for. And that's
yeah.
why
and
I'm
they're
gonna talking
see,
to you.
They're going to see your name, right? They're going to keyword search roofing, solar, those keywords, right? And then that's what you're going to show up for, right?
I like
it's based
it.
On the keywords. Now, the paper leads, like I said, those take a couple months to get going. Right. And
no, I know how it works, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I just need somebody to actually do something that's legit. Like I am.
Yeah.
That's
totally.
It. That's
I
my
mean,
concern.
This is as legit as it gets because it's promoting you. And as long as you stick within the parameters on the paper leads, you're going to love those. And,
okay.
you know,
which I like,
leg.
But if we get into this and then I get a call and they're like, oh, well, you pulled up as a different roofing company. You go,
no, you're not
going to
have that problem.
New.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. That,
yeah.
that is my concern.
That's,
honestly.
That right there is not going to be something you're going to have.
Okay.
Now, you're going to sometimes get calls from people trying to market you. You're going to get calls from, you know, somebody
right.
that might be outside your service area sometimes. That could happen.
Every day, all day.
Right? You just got to weed through it. But at the end of the day, is it going to generate you business? Absolutely. Because we're going to sit down with you
Well,
we're
as long as there's
you,
somebody
gonna
that's
going to
answer
what's
the phone,
it?
Because if it's not there's a bazillion, there's a whole bunch of companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try them all out. Mm-hmm. I like you because I like your company because I like you.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's why people love me too. You know, everybody tells me that. And cool thing is I'm going to put a good account manager on you. So I assign somebody in our office, right, to hold your hand, like pull the paperwork, handle customer service stuff, right? Cause you know, I'm just really busy, right? So their job is to make sure that, you know, you're
but
getting us the paperwork and we're doing our job so that you stay with us, right? I mean, you're definitely going to hear from me throughout the process too, right?
My biggest issue is like when I'm getting call after call and it's BS, like, mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
And I understand marketing. I know that there is going to be some BS and
that's why we first start you off, right, while we're working on those paper leads, because the paper leads are, I mean, everybody loves the paper leads and everyone loves my basic package too, right? I mean, it's just, but the paper
I spend more time on the phone and dealing with all the crap behind the scenes. I mean, cool. I spent, you know, I don't know, freaking $1,000 last week. I've got a couple bids out there, but it's not great.
Yeah. Now, I can do this for you too. If we prepay the package for the first 3 months up front, I can save you a little bit of money too. So I don't know if you're interested in that. Or we can just break it down
so
in a month.
Is that a sales pitch?
No, I'm being straightforward with you. No, like if you want to, like I'm trying to get you to say, I'm trying to help you save a little bit of money, right? Because my first month is $549 and then it's $299 a month thereafter, right? But if we do like your first month, Sean, and take care of it, that'll be $950, right? And that will save you, let's just do the math. That'll save you like $200, all said and done.
Oh,
the first
boy.
3 months.
I get to save $200.
Hey, $200 is $200.
It
you know?
Is when you have to run. Well, I guess it's a lot when you have to run thousands of dollars of payroll per week. So.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Hey, that's $200 you can dedicate towards something else. You know what I mean? So, you know. I look at it like, you know, when you able to do that. And then if you ever want to save money on that website, I can definitely, like I said,
yeah.
We can host
we're,
it.
Sticking with my guys now.
I know you're still confident on that website. I get it.
I don't just change colors.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that
well,
you're committed.
That's
I, like
I was
that
telling you earlier about me.
That's a good thing. And I think part of, you know, why did I showed you that picture. Hold on. We talked about getting that like picture of like your team, not you. Cause you said you don't like to be photographed. Right. So
no, I don't want my, I don't, yeah. I mean,
but you can get
my wife thinks that I should be. Because she says I'm a decent-looking guy, but every wife says that about their husband.
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
But I don't like my picture being out there. I'm not on social media. My team is and all that stuff, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Totally. Yeah, but you can get your team, and eventually getting a photo of like, your team, like – maybe standing next to the truck that says new roof and solar or something like that.
We,
you know,
all you gotta do is Google us and you can find it.
Oh, you guys got a photo of you guys now?
Their previous websites, yeah.
Okay.
In multiple offices. Anyways, yeah. All right. So what do we got to do to make this work? And then my biggest issue is, it's like, hey, guys, I haven't got a single call. Where do we go from there?
Yeah. Well, just to shoot you straight, okay, like I've always been, okay, first couple weeks is programming, okay? So you're not going to get a call your first few weeks. I'm going to shoot you completely honest, right? First couple weeks, it's programming, it's building out the ads, right?
Two or three.
I need, obviously, that new website to promote, right?
Which we're not there yet.
Yeah, because I see you have new roof and solar on your
electric
domain.
The next call, as soon as I get off from view, is changing the domain. So I already
told
you last
week. Yeah,
and
then we're going to take care of the Google Business Profile for you. Yeah, you got to change the domain. You got the new roof and solar, like, website. All you got to do is just move that to a new domain. You know?
Yeah.
And my team will take care of your... My team will take care of your Google Business Profile with you.
That's what my guys are taking care of.
Yeah, but your guys aren't going to do it as quickly and as effectively as my guys will. And I hate to say that, but, like, I mean, there's a reason why we're a true Google partner, you know?
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
So, I mean, we've verified 19,000 people already, like, right now. So, you know, there's a reason why my team can get it done and can streamline this.
So you're trying to take everything over.
I don't need to take everything over. You can have your website, guys. That's fine. Have your website, guys. I don't need your website, guys. It's a website. To me, honestly, like, a website doesn't do anything here. A website's just a business card, right? What we need to do is we need to get you organically ranking. We need to get you on the search engine. So when people type in keywords...
Are you going to tell me that I need more reviews to make all of that happen?
I mean, you're going to definitely eventually need reviews, right? But while we're getting your Google Business Profile established and all that, we can't obviously be getting any reviews, right? Because you're not even – your new roof and solar is not a Google Business Profile yet. So we got to first work on that task, right? So my team's going to get on that with you, right? We're going to get that dialed in, right? We're going to get you – like, your Google Business Profile done within the first 30 days, right? As long as you work with us, and then, because Google's going to want a video, and then we're going to get you the background check paperwork to start working on getting your background check going for Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies, right? And then we should be able
Nobody's ever asked me for that. So, me?
Yeah, you're the owner. So, yeah, you're going to have to do the background check for...
No, but which is fine. That is fine. I have nothing to hide, but nobody's ever asked me for that before.
They participate in the paper leads. Google does a full vetting process on you. They're going to make sure that you have the roofing license. They're going to make sure you have the general liability insurance, and then there's no felonies in the last 7 years. No, there's no buts, ands, if on that. Like, Google is 100%.
Yeah, there's...
And the reason why do you think Google does that, though?
Nobody's ever asked me for that before.
Why do you think Google does that, though?
I would assume. I would do the same thing.
Well, here's the reason why. Because they're going to show you at the very tippy top of Google, like the first search result on the pay-per-lead program, right? So my basic package will get you on the map section.
Sponsored ads and all that stuff.
What?
Sponsored ad.
Yeah. So the sponsored section, very tippy top, right? So that's where the paper leads are, okay? And those people all had to get vetted, right? In other words, they had to do the background check. They had to make sure
I totally agree,
licensing and all that and the general liability insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean,
that's why it's
anybody,
a, that's why it's
everybody
a process to be pre-approved for those paper leads. Now, sometimes we get it done a little bit faster. Like, I saw, like, I had a guy that got done, like, in 30 days. I was shocked. That's quick as I've ever seen it. But
it took me a year to get Siri Lecture approved with the last company I'm working with. Well, sorry, multiple companies. But it took me a year. And there was no issue. No issue.
Yeah, you just didn't have the right team. I mean, we want to be as efficient and as quickly as possible because we got to get your Google Business Profile established, right, so that we can get you ranking. And that's going to take us, like, you know, like weeks to do. So as soon as we get your Google Business Profile established, right, and then you obviously are going to move over your website to the new domain, right, then we can then start getting you ranking on the keywords. But your Facebook ads we can start running within the first couple of weeks easily. So that'll start kicking in, at least getting you some calls.
And you guys will results. Handle...
But it's really month two where this thing takes off. To shoot you straight.
You guys
like,
will handle
see...
Facebook.
What?
You guys will handle Facebook.
Yeah, we're not going to post on your page, like, hey, check out this job we just did, but we're going to use your mm-hmm. business Facebook page to run those ads. But yes, we're going to handle the Facebook ads on our end. We do that as well, correct. So that's all handled by my team. And those are the okay. retargeting ads I explained to you about, right? So we spend $100
yep.
a month on those retargeting ads with the package.
Okay. If you don't mind, I like what you say more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a few minutes. Let me call my website guy and see what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I hear you. I mean, that's obviously one thing you're going to want to do is switch that domain, you know.
It should have already been done by now.
Well, what's the new,
it should have been
the
done.
New domain that you're moving it to?
NewRoofNV.com.
Looks like it isn't connected to a website yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't. It's not switched over.
Yeah, it's not switched over yet. But, I mean, that's probably a simple thing for him to do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about that right now because that's, like, obviously the least of our concern. I mean, it's, for your concern, like,
okay.
I get where your viewpoint is. But
so
the main thing is we need to get your Google Business Profile established immediately, like yesterday, right? And obviously, I can't get my team moving until I start onboarding you, right? So
okay.
The first
so what's
step
full
is,
price and what is the deal?
What was that?
What's total price and what's the deal?
So like I said, if we pay up front, right?
Yep.
I told you it's going to be $950 if you pay up front versus 11
okay.
something. Hold on, versus like if you break it down to monthly, your first month be $549 plus $299, right? And that breaks down to $1147. So if you pay
okay.
monthly, it's $1147. If you pay up front, it's $950.
And it's a three-month contract.
It's 3 months. After the 3 months, it's going to automatically go to a month-to-month relationship with us at $299 a month.
Okay.
Plus whatever pay per leads. Okay. Now, we did talk about those pay per leads. Let me go a little bit more specific on that so you understand all the details. Once I get you vetted, okay, you're going to have an app with us, right? Everything's controlled, Sean, through the app, right? You're able to turn on and off the leads at any time. But when the time comes for the pay per leads, Google and us, right, like, you have to prepay for 13 leads up front when the time comes. So let's fast forward.
Okay.
It's been, you know, several months. You're now ready to take your prepaid leads. You have to prepay for those 13 leads. It's $468 for those. And then you start drawing from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like.
Yep.
Okay? Once you use the 13 leads, it auto reloads that 13 leads a pop, like a time. You know, so if, let's say you use all 13 leads in 30 days, it'll be another 468, right? Let's say you use half of them, right? Well, you still got, you know, another, you know, six or seven leads left. As soon as you use that,
yep.
And then it reloads. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah, okay. And same thing. I paid multiple companies. Same thing, different smell. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. Yeah. But these, like I said, aren't shared. And the only time you're getting charged is if it's a lead you want. And how is it a lead you want? Well, you have two parameters where it charges you. You give pricing over the phone, where you agree to meet somebody. So somebody calls you up. We're going to train you on this again. But somebody calls you up, and you're like, eh, I don't really like this lead. And then they ask you, well, how much is it going to cost? Well, then you simply say, well, you know, there's a lot of things I need to figure out. Let me ask you some questions, yada, yada, yada. And still, through the course of that conversation, Sean, if you still get to a point where, like, yeah, I don't like this lead. I'm not paying $36 for it. You basically say, hey, I appreciate you calling. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to turn down calls, right? And, you know, that's something that, you know, some people aren't used to doing, right? Because you're like, I don't want to turn down anybody. Well, you know, you got to keep in mind that if you start giving pricing to everybody on that program, you're going to get charged $36 every time that call comes through. And that's the last thing you want to have happen, right? So as long as you don't give pricing or agree to meet that person, it's not a billable call.
Yep.
And
okay.
Google doesn't share these leads with anybody either, by the way.
Okay. So even if I signed up with you to get, even though our, we're, I need like another day or two. Because
okay.
If I signed up with you, how are you going to send the correct leads to my website that is not correct?
Oh, your website, like I said, there's so much stuff that we got to do at the beginning stages, right? Like, even, like, the first, like, week, there's so much programming and stuff going on. So while you're working on changing over your website domain, I'll put your domain in there, and I'll put it there. It's just, like, right now, there's just nothing on the domain, right? Because, you know, they haven't gotten it switched over yet to newroofnv.com.
Correct.
So we're going to work on getting, though, your Google business profile established and put, like, the full Steam effect on it. I mean, your website guys can't even move the website to the new domain, let alone, like, you know, last thing we want is all of us entrusting them to do your Google business profile, which would be a nightmare. So we're going
to
handle
getting...
That's
what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Yeah, so we're going to handle the Google business profile because that's what's part of the package here. Like, my team's going to get on that, right? Because I can't get you ranking without a Google business profile.
Okay, so let's do
this. Phase one.
Why don't
you
give me a couple hours? Let me get on the phone. Let me see what the hell is going on. And
okay,
then,
that's fine. And I know that's like giving that's like your peace of mind.
I'm not asking
for
date.
Let's do this. How about I call you? Is 2:30 a good time? Can I call you then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll move you down to 2:30. Let me put it right now because my calendar, 2:30.
Actually, can you move it to tomorrow morning? First thing tomorrow morning?
Yeah, let's do this then. Okay. Let me check my calendar. What's going on?
Give me a minute. That's all I need.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Totally understand. Can you do 9 a.m. tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Easy.
I'm going to do 9 a.m. All right. I'm going to put you down for 9 a.m. I'm moving our appointment to 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then, okay, any questions, though, or anything you need me to re-clarify before I let you go, speak to before tomorrow. You understand the pricing. You understand the cost per leads, the 13 leads. You understand that we got to do a background check, the vetting process, the 2 months that it takes to get you approved for the pay-per-leads. We do also, remember the call tracking phone number. We talked about that last time, or do I need to re-explain that to you again?
Nope. I got it.
Okay.
Frustrated with other people. Because you're asking
yeah.
for more than other people have asked for, and I'm trying to figure out why.
What do you mean asking for more than other people? What are you talking about?
I'm going to figure out if everybody else I'm paying is not doing their job.
Oh, I see.
Like, I am very upset because I like your process. I like what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything you have. I'm getting frustrated with everybody else right now.
Well,
like,
I hear you.
Why?
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
So
like,
I need to talk
people...
to them and tell them, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, I can make a website, you know. I mean, that's, like I said.
It's not that big of a deal.
Look,
you can hire anybody to do a website.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to Fiverr right now and get a website for nothing. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's crazy. Like, there's people
have
out
you
there.
Ever,
I've
have you ever
people.
Been paying a whole bunch of people that you got pissed off and you want to call them and have a conversation with them?
Oh,
that's
yeah. You want to have
I'm
that
at.
Talk. Totally.
That's
totally.
Where
exactly
I'm at
what you
right
mean.
Now.
I know
I like what you're
the
saying.
Frustration that you're explaining to me because you're like, man, I'm paying these guys. I don't know what you're paying these website guys, but it's costing you money every month. And you're like, and you guys haven't moved my website. Why? And, you know, let alone
yeah.
they haven't probably even started the Google business profile set up. So,
and
you know.
I already explained to you the type of person I am. So I am not, I don't change colors. I just want to talk to people and go, hey, what the hell is going on? I'm changing.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure there's like
an
explanation, you know, everybody's got excuses though in life. So, you know, I mean,
everybody's got
an
asshole and they all stink.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, all right. So what are you thinking in terms of, do you just want to prepay that or do you want to break it down into like a monthly? What would make more sense for you?
To start,
mm-hmm.
to start, I would probably go with a monthly because I don't know you good enough.
Yeah. Well, you put it on a card anyway, so that kind of like protects you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the same, I mean, you're going to be paying for 3 months no matter what. So, you know, if you could save a little bit of money during those 3 months, that's basically, you know, because the
then
first month, $549.
Then
so,
we will, then I, you know, I get it. Then we'll prepay.
Yeah.
I like
would
our conversation.
If you want to save a little money. I mean, either way,
I mean,
it's like, I'm all about saving money. So, you know, I come from a family of numbers. So, you know,
I get that. The only way that I can pay all of these people.
$549 versus $950, it's really not crazy a difference. And then you have the first three months taken care of. And then here's what I also can do. Normally, I wouldn't be able to do this, but if you like that kind of thing, I can call you before those 3 months end, and if you want to prepay another 3 months down the road, I'll let you do that one more time kind of thing.
And once I sign up with you, I won't talk to you again, right?
That's not true. You will talk to me. I will definitely be talking to you.
Because the only reason I'm talking to you is because I like you.
Good.
And
you're gonna,
I'm like
going to give
you
my
selling.
Best account manager, too.
You sound,
the reason why you'll talk
you
to the account manager more than me is that's their job. Right. And that's how my company alleviated all the pressure and stress off of me over the years now is by having like a runner to like help with the documents and, you know, make sure the filler.
I get it.
My job is to bring in business too. Right. So, you
know,
that is your job. My account managers, their job is to really, hey, Sean, where's the document? Hey, Sean, you know, we're like, you know, did you do the video that we need, right? Because you're going to have to do a video for Google, right? There's no way around it.
Did verify. 10 of them. I did literally probably 25 of them.
Okay.
And then
and that's fine.
We
so
got...
we're
going
to help you get to that stage quickly to get that video ready So boom, you do the video, boom, it takes 24, 48 hour verify process, and boom, we're live. And then now my team can then jump on the, finish up the programming, get you ranking. Then you could start using our review tool or whatever. You have another tool that you like already. So if you want to use that, you know, that's fine.
I like it. Give me till tomorrow morning.
I got you. No, I'm totally got you. All right. So I got you on the calendar, and then we'll talk in the morning at 9 a.m. Okay, Sean. And then if you, I'm sure you're going to have more questions, so we'll just address it then, and then we'll pick it up from there. Okay?
All right, Matt. I appreciate I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you too.
No, I look forward to doing business with you and helping you grow, because you're the type of guy that, like, my success stories come from. Just like I shared with you, Lewis Pest, you know, when he started with me, he started with one van a year ago. And now that guy's over 13 vans, okay? And
yeah,
he's
well,
done
I have
very...
gone up and then gone down, trying to go back up in a very small way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. And the cool thing is, you know, we don't need to hit a home run right out the park. You know, I just want to get you results, and I want to get you, you know, momentum so that you're getting good leads. And that,
I just,
you know,
want consistency and
yeah,
people to be honest. That's all I
yeah
care about.
I'm saying, though, the first few weeks, Sean, it's programming, setting up. We got to get your Google business profile. After that setup, right, the initial, as I say, foundational stage of your account, then that's when things start to take off. That's where the momentum starts building. That's where you're going to get results, right? So the first month, you're going to get results, but it's really month two where this thing takes off. Like, you're going to see a night and day difference in the phone calls between month one and month two. And then obviously month three, it's like full steam ahead, right? And it's because, again, we got to get your Google business profile established. We got to get all that programming. Thankfully, we'll have those Facebook ads there to act as filler while we're working on Google to get you to the point. Because I can't get you ranking until we have a Google business profile established, right?
Totally.
And obviously, that's going to take a little bit of time. Not crazy amount of time, but enough time. So, you know, and that's me being completely transparent, 100% honest with you. You're going to get results with me. You just got to be patient the first, like, you know, 3 weeks kind of thing, right? Because there's nothing any of us can do.
I'm still talking to you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're still talking to me. So, you know, it could be something. So just give me some time.
Yeah, I'll call you in the morning. Yeah, definitely. We'll pick it up from there. And, you know, don't stress out about this. Like, the cool thing is you have me, too.
It's my job.
So, I mean, again, it's just a website. You know what I mean? But if you... If you want me to help you with the website, I'm willing to get you a good website, and you don't have to pay for it. So you don't have to pay for it monthly.
10-4.
So
10-4. Understood.
Yeah, I can send you a roofing website. Would you like me to send you what it would look like
nope
on all three platforms?
No, I don't.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. Well, if you ever want to change, let me know. I'm here for you.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you in the morning. All right, sounds good.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.